Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
And this was a long-ass week, boy.
Hope everybody's happy. Congratulations on the big Lightning win last night.
Monica, tell me you went to Bill Paxton Park last night.
Bill Paxton, that's great.
That viewing party.
It looked crazy, didn't it? No, I wasn't there.
Oh, you went home?
You don't understand how sick I've been. I have no energy. Zero energy. It's all spent on this show, and then I'm exhausted.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
These 3 hours knock you out for the whole day.
That's exactly what's happening the last week.
You have endless energy. I have a hard time believing.
It's true. Yeah. I was on my couch watching it. It was exciting. I wanted to go to sleep. I told myself I'd go to sleep after the first period, second period, depending on how crazy it was.
Wow, you must really not be feeling well.
I'm not at all. At all. I was looking forward to going to sleep. But then, hello, what an exciting game. What a crazy, exciting game. I'm like, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
So now everybody felt so bad about losing two at home, and now you beat the Capitals twice at home. Now where are we at?
Which I wasn't expecting.
Anybody series.
I thought that the Lightning was going to lose that first game in Washington and then win last night and then come back here, to try
down
and
3-1?
Even think. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm.
I was wrong.
Too good a team. Come on.
Way too good of a team. Man, how about Vazzy?
Way too much heart.
The entire feeling, and I know people say this all the time, and I know I'm a homer, so blah, but the feeling of this team is insane. Like, it's just not, it's just what is happening with this team.
Well, the quote from Stamkos, I think you told me the other day, the fact he's like, now we're going to find out what this team is made of.
Yeah, that was when they were down 2-0. Yep. And they're in Washington. Like, that's just a horrible place to be.
So I'm like, this team has too much talent. 2-0. Now we're going to find out what this team is made of. And I was like, all right, man.
Woo.
There you go.
Stamkos leading by example.
There you go.
Some of those beautiful goals, man.
Good job, Big Nuts.
Rockets.
You just put the team, they're going.
Big Nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's, it's basically, it's just shy of making a guarantee. He's calling his teammates out. He's like,
he's one of those guys who always, he doesn't really talk a lot, but he just said some serious stuff, That's all he said, a serious thing. And then the team is there and he's performing. Like, that guy's good.
Messier used to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Lead
by example, play well all the time. Oh, it's awesome.
It was incredible. Did you guys get to see any? I know you guys have to go to bed early because you have a morning show, but did you get to see any of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I watched the first two periods.
Every game.
So good. So good. So, and that's the thing. I hope, and again, I know I'm a homer, but I would hope that this is an exciting series to watch for fans, for just playoff hockey fans in general.
It's really good. Everybody, how many people say to me, I just watched during the playoffs because playoff hockey is so great. Mm-hmm. And, it is true that there's something special about the playoffs and how there's something about the energy that comes out of the TV to people. And they catch it. That's funny.
Hello.
I thought it was a Brett sound effect.
1955. Hello.
It's Vinny Tickets.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm working on things. Hey, Vinny, I'm on the air. Can I call you on the air? You want me to call you during commercials?
He just said I'm working on things.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you just say we should do two pair of tickets for game 7? A pair of tickets? Two tickets for game 7.
No,
shut
we
your
didn't
whole
say
face
that.
Right now.
Come on, Vinny.
Let's do it. All right,
he's
man.
He's the best.
You just became the ticket fairy of Tampa. Congratulations.
I love you, VT.
And Monica says she loves you, VT. All right, do me a favor. Send me the phone number
That's
information
awesome.
You want me to put out there again, okay?
Fantastic.
Love you, buddy. Bye.
He's the best.
All right. So looks like we're going to have a pair of tickets to give away next week for Game 7.
Out.
Should it go there?
Beautiful.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
he's
man.
The best.
Who else has those? That's nuts, you guys. That's insanity.
If you're looking for Game 5 tickets and you want to go to a website and get a good deal, ticketbash.com is the website.
Yeah.
How about that?
So as long as there is a Game 7.
I can't even believe. I seriously can't even believe. This is seriously ridiculous. How are you? I don't know
how. And I swear to God, like, I did not plan that move.
No, it's
I didn't
just,
plan my
no,
phone because my ringer is never even on.
Good, because that was a 1955.
It's a special VT ringer, Monica.
Is it the hotline?
No.
Do you guys call
Vinny's
them?
Calling the hotline.
Yes. Calling on the.
Well, hi, Vinny. What news do you have for the fine folks?
So how are we going to give away? When is Game 7 anyway?
This probably needs to be a thing, you guys.
Right, so Game 5 is tomorrow.
Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's probably Wednesday, right?
Monday is 6. probably Wednesday, I would guess. I'm trying to look it up. It's not showing me yet.
I would think the way they play, I don't know, but I would imagine.
Yeah. Do you guys call them the Crapitals, by the way?
Oh, there's a whole slew of derogatory
I don't know if everybody
names.
Called them the Crapitals. God, I hate that team. But not as much as Pittsburgh.
Nobody hates them as much as Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh and Boston. I could think of last night was when they were singing the national anthem is at least we don't have to see that stupid guy with a stupid bow tie in Boston, you know, that stupid Boston national anthem singer.
You don't like that kind of it's a tradition. You don't like it.
Tradition to punch him in the face.
Wow, that's rough.
That's huge. I mean, I can't believe you just...
Yeah, it's great. Wednesday, 8 o'clock, yeah.
I can't believe he just freed up a pair of Game 7
that's
tickets.
That's awesome.
What I love doing? It.
Vinny Tickets is the guy. Did you say his website?
Yeah, ticketbash.com. I don't know which phone number he wants me to give out. I'm assuming he does want
to give
out
his cell
phone
number. That's what they'll do.
What's going to happen for these tickets, you guys? You can't just play top 10 and say here.
No, absolutely not.
We'll do it during Dead Guy then.
Right.
For a crazy new way to win.
No, but I tell you what.
For Game 7 tickets, we'll do something big.
I tell you this. Well, I think we could probably do Know the Show again. We got a great response to that.
It was honestly, that was really fun, and I heard a lot about it for like days after.
Did you really?
Yeah, people really thought it was fun.
Because we only scratched the surface with questions.
We have a lot of questions.
Yeah. Oh, we can do humping and pumping.
Which was funny.
But easy.
But not nearly as, well, I don't know, it's tough to listen to.
Unless we hump your way right into Amelie Arena.
send us your best gay sex video. We'll take what we think of the 10 best scenes. We'll put them up on theboneonline.com. The listeners will vote.
Do you like working out? Do you love gay porn? Good news. You're going to Game 7. Thank you, Vinny Tickets.
Fellas, grab some weights and bang your friend.
If you could do gay porn while working out, you could win.
Right.
Yeah, that could be fun. Yeah, next week will be fun. So, yeah, somehow we'll do it. And Vinny's the man, so.
And what I would like to say is that, okay, sometime over the weekend, we'll make a decision and, you know, we'll know how we're doing it on Monday. And then Monday will come along. So how do you guys want to do these tickets?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. It's on Wednesday, right?
We forgot all about that. That's usually
Should we do it on Tuesday?
That's usually how we roll. Day of.
Day of. It's always more tense.
Day of. He does the mobile.
It always is.
He does the mobile delivery anyway, so.
Awesome.
You don't have to go pick him up anywhere.
AT making that's things cool, easy, man. Coming through.
That's what he does.
You know what's so funny is a lot of times, because I buy a lot of stuff from him, especially my football tickets, because Giants tickets are sold out. They just, you can never go online and just buy tickets on Ticketmaster.
Even after this season?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're sold out with season tickets.
Are they still waiting list?
Oh, yeah.
For season tickets?
After
the seat licenses, I don't know if it was still before seat licenses, Monica, they had... Like 20-year wait?
20-year waiting list.
What?
And then,
that's insane.
And I was on that waiting list. And then I started late. I got on it late. And the idea was I figured I'd have kids, and when they got older, we can go to the games, and I would buy the season tickets. And then they did the seat licenses, and they're like, hey, Mr. Parisi, good news. You've moved up to, I'm like, I bet I have a $10,000 a license.
Go scratch, move up quick.
Yeah, go scratch your ass.
Where'd 20 years of people go?
Right.
Yeah. If that went fast, imagine how fast, like, seems like the Jets went.
Oh, yeah.
They had a much lesser list.
No, and after I said
many
no,
more no's.
I probably got a whole bunch of... follow-up calls from them.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
And I said to them, I go, listen, I go, you're asking for $10,000 per seat before I buy parking, before I buy a preseason ticket, before I buy a ticket. And that license, that seat isn't really licensed to me because I don't get first crack at every event in the venue.
Really?
That seat is licensed to me only for Giants football games.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
How can they do that? Are people doing it? I mean, how can they do that? And everybody's going to say no.
It's in a way of doing business in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been how many years?
But nobody's going to say yes. Who's saying yes to that?
Look at Dallas. You see an empty seat there? They have seat licenses. Look at Houston. You see an empty seat there? They have seat licenses.
Who are these people with all this money?
Well, you know what? They're fans, and they look at it as an investment in, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it an investment in fun, but it's an investment in... You know, leisure in.
And you totally rationalize the $10K.
Listen,
you're like $10,000. Well, I'm gonna be a season ticket holder the rest of my life. So how much is that a year?
Monica, people buy timeshares all the time.
But you can make payments. So I'm assuming you make payments on this nonsense.
No.
So you can't make payments. So that's my point is who has 10,000? Like, yeah, let me just give you 10,000. So $20,000 because I'm not going by myself.
I know multiple people that took loans against their 401k.
Wow.
Right? And you know, honestly, that's not the worst idea because you're paying yourself back with interest.
I guess.
But took loans out of their 401k and bought multiple, like four tickets for some licenses and everything else. But it's insane. It sucks. Yeah. It really sucks. If you know what? I would have entertained the thought if I got first crack at events for my seat for events at MetLife Stadium. I would have entertained the thought. But after that, I'm like, I can go. I don't have to. I'm going to buy all these. I'm going to end up selling half of them because who knows where I'm going to be.
And that helps pay back your money as well.
Right.
Which isn't so bad.
Right.
Makes them affordable.
Where, I mean, is this a guaranteed, like, good seat? Are you, like, on third level? Or how's this?
Depends on what you want to spend. If you want to spend $20,000 per seat, you can get lower bowl between the 40s and probably between the 30s. You know, if you want to spend $10,000, you can get lower level, you know, closer towards the end zones, or you can get second level, you know, that kind of thing. Because even those 20,000s per seat before you buy a ticket for the game, that went up into the second level.
I'm out. If I'm spending $20,000, I better be sitting on the 50-yard line and watching it, and people can play around me. Like,
and LT is your seat partner.
And the whole thought, process is you can just go to someone like Vinny Tickets and buy tickets. You might pay a little bit more for a game than face value.
Yeah, but you're not paying that $10K up front.
But you're not paying.
That's fine.
If I lived in Buffalo, still, like, it would. I can understand what people are doing as far as borrowing from their 401 or whatever, because that would be like. I mean, it would be a really cool thing to do, but step back from it and just, it's a crazy amount of money, like a lot of money.
If you step back and look at it, it's nuts.
As a fan,
and it's what you do 8 weeks of the year, whatever it is, you know, if you're going to go anyway, then, I mean, you can justify it if you have to.
Absolutely. As a fan, if I'm in Buffalo, I'm like, let's do it. Let's make it happen. And then, you know, you're an idiot, but...
No, you say it now, but if you were in Buffalo, you would do it. You would find a way to get it done. You would save your money for 3 years if you had to.
You're right.
To get to that seat.
Listen, I thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that sucks is if you do it and you buy the seat license, like if the Giants are playing the Jets, but it's a Jets home game, I don't get a ticket.
Right. I missed that one.
I don't get a ticket.
But their person in that seat gets that ticket, so... I mean, that's understandable. It's
that,
a way
and that was the biggest racket there was because now they're selling it multiple times. You know, you had the Jets. Right. They split the whole thing sucks. The whole setup sucks.
But they're doing it, though. That's the thing. If everybody just said, no, I'm not doing it, then they can't do it.
Right. Right.
But people are doing it.
To be quite honest with you, Brett, I don't know if you agree with me. That stadium sucks. It's not.
it's okay.
Right. There's nothing like... You know, you see Jerry's World in Dallas, and you say, okay, how did that cost less money than this one? Other than, well, I know why. It's because of the unions. But it's the truth. That's the truth.
Oh, my God.
That's the truth. But how did you spend this much money and not put a retractable roof on it so you can do stuff all year round?
And it's very hard to walk literally around the stadium. You have to kind of, like, walk in certain parts. You have to, like, walk up some stairs.
Yeah.
It's not like... Oh, on this level, I'm going to walk around. Let me go downstairs. I'm going to walk on the other level. You kind of got to go up some stairs, like a whole flight of stairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It feels discouraging. It's like, oh, where am I going? okay.
I'm lost.
You know, it's not as open. And because both the Jets and Giants play in the stadium, they've made the stadium gray. And then they light it up green for Jets games and blue. So it's got a really kind of a dull feel.
And they put banners around the lower part of the bowl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when the Giants are playing, there's Giants logos, basically vinyl banners that wrap the whole thing out.
That's embarrassing, you guys. Why don't you just get your own? Like, seriously,
it's weak.
It's super weak. I tell you what,
I loved Ray J.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask both of you guys.
I loved it.
Is comparing because I like the stadium, but I can't compare because I've been to a couple Giants Jets games over the years, but I can't really compare the two in my head because I haven't been there enough.
Yeah,
compared to Raymond James Stadium, I thought that was a good experience personally.
So did I.
Really good, except for the rain.
but the
food and the way you get in and out of places and the sight and I don't know. I thought it was awesome.
It's accessible. Really it's good. Easy. I like it. It's fun to go to and you guys were there. You know. For the Giants, right? Yeah, they were playing the Giants.
Giants Buck,
you guys got to see the whole, cannons when they get fired and that sort of thing. It's an exciting atmosphere. And, you know, USF plays there right now. They're talking about building USF their own stadium. But
I think the city of Tampa does an amazing job with their sports.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a Rays game yet, but everything else I've seen.
Brett and I had a good time. We went to that one Rays game. The food was sick.
It was like,
everybody's really nice.
What was it, you two and the six other people that were there?
It was like 10.
Yeah, but everybody was at the buffet we were at.
Right.
It was a lot of shrimp. Man, was it good. We were so happy. We're like, well, I don't know about the dome part. I don't know if I love baseball in domes anyway. I mean, there's plenty of domes of baseball, but I don't know if I love it. But the experience was great. We had, like Brett said, nice people, and the food with the buffet was ridiculous.
It's a catch 22 because I'm with you. It's weird watching baseball inside like that, but at the same time, then they'll never play ever because of the rain every single day in the summer. Right. So you give a little.
But there's plenty of teams that play, and it's fine. Fans who go all the time are totally used to it. I'm just not used to it. That's all.
Do the Rowdies draw at all?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. As much as, you know, the Bucks, obviously not. But but there are die-hard Rowdy fans, and it's a big deal. And honestly, it's fun. It's a fun time.
When I was a little kid, I was a big Rowdies fan.
Get out.
I swear. I had my father was coaching my team. The name of the team was the Rowdies.
So you attach.
I was, because I loved, like, when I was that age, I was just anything. Like Brett's son is with hockey. With me, it was anything soccer. The Cosmos were our team. But, like, we went on vacation. You know, my grandparents had, access to a house in Clearwater. So we used to go there, like, once a year, I think. And then my father would say, do you want to go to the Rowdies game or you want to go to SeaWorld? I go to the Rowdies game.
Did you wear your Rowdies uniform?
Yeah, had the whole jersey.
Was it modeled off
of
them?
It was a replica jersey.
I played for the baseball Pirates, and we did not pick up on the Pirates theme.
No.
As kids, we didn't care less about the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I loved it, man. When I was a kid, I ate it up. Those green and yellow jerseys,
they still
rock those things?
Yep, that's still happening. There's a little, like, diehard little mob. It's called Ralph's Mob, and they go every time, and they're just, you know, crazy diehard Rowdies fans. And it's, you know, obviously it's right down there near downtown St. Pete, so it's a nice little, you know.
Didn't we do one of the bars during one of the pub crawls that we did? Wasn't it just like a big Rowdies bar?
There is. They've changed a couple have closed down or whatever, but yeah, they're definitely in downtown St. Pete, where people go there and then walk over to the game and then come back. So it's a good time.
I think you guys
all do the conveniences.
I think you guys do sports really, really well down there.
Oh, and parking isn't $55.
That's the truth.
Exactly.
What's going on up there?
The fact that you guys,
you just don't know how good you have it. It is well done.
A few thousand people at Bill Bixby Park yesterday. You know, for a non-defining game. You know what I'm saying? Defining's the wrong word.
No, I see what you're saying,
Not a game seven.
Yeah, not a series.
Decisive game.
Yeah, not a series deciding game. You know, a few thousand people showed up on a Thursday. That speaks volumes about the fan base.
It's awesome.
About the city. It's huge. You know, appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it, because it's not like that in the rest of the country. That I can tell you.
By the way, the evolution of Curtis Hickson Park went Otis Nixon, then Cynthia Nixon, then Bill Bixby was yesterday.
Yeah.
Today is Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, and then I took it back to Bill Bixby.
Like Bill Paxton.
Yeah, you got to work on it. Yeah, the Paxton and Bixby's, they got to get a little more known.
All right.
Just so you know, if you're tuning in late. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
And if anybody's got a celebrity with the last name Dixon, please send it along. Tweet it to me or something along those lines.
I know one right away.
Who?
Right away. Guy from Hogan's Heroes, but now you can't use it.
I don't know who it is.
From the Buffalo Bills, Booby Dixon. His name.
I think that's the winner.
All right, it'll be Booby Dixon. All right, Roger, JP, we'll be right back.
Hey, just a reminder, our good friend Vinny Tickets from Ticketbash.com has given us, should it get there, a game of Game 7 tickets
for
Wednesday night at Amelie, should it get there. Hopefully they don't need to go all the way to 7 games. But if they do, we'll have a pair of tickets Wednesday to give away, courtesy of Ticketbash.com. If you want to pick up tickets for either Game 5 or Game 7 or anything else, go to Ticketbash.com or call them at 516-654-5000. And thank you very, very much.
Because he can get tickets
between 11 and 2 on Wednesday.
He can get tickets for anything.
For everything? Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Papal visits? I swear to God. I swear.
Tickets for papal visits.
I swear. He had tickets when the Pope did Madison Square Garden.
Come
he
on.
Had papal tickets.
You know why,
most
Monica?
Certainly
he's
did.
Got connections in the Vatican.
Sure does.
He knows a guy. That's why, yeah. Mm-hmm. Respect come the hell out of that.
See. Die. Me.
Yeah, yes.
One night.
Yes.
Only.
Do you know of any tickets?
Yes.
Ah, you do. I thought you might.
I got a guy.
There's a Pope even has a guy.
No, Pope.
Besides
you God. You don't have
VT. A guy. Phone home.
That's ET.
NVT.
We call we phone VT.
For the tickets.
Thanks, Pope.
I want
God bless you
to go to DC. Courtesy of VT. To see them play TB. Can you hook a Pope up?
I could try.
I don't know, Pope. You know God, so I think you got more of a hookup.
Tickets are tough.
VT is bigger than God.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. Ticketbash.com to speak to a guy bigger than God.
Do I have Brett back? Because I need to know if I did this guy as a dead guy. Did I do him?
Let me see.
Thanks.
He'll look it up for you. So, yeah, on Wednesday, and we'll let you know next week how we're going to give away the tickets and everything. Obviously, as long as there is a Game 7. We'll do it Wednesday between 11 and 2. We'll tell you guys how we'll do it, and good luck. Hopefully, win in 6 would be nice.
Roger and GP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.